Campbell Stewart's parents, John and Joanne Stewart. Kia ora korua.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
John, if I can start with you, tell me about your day yesterday, because Campbell wasn't even going to be riding, was he, in this event?
Yeah, it was an interesting morning. We were waiting to hear. We heard the news that Aaron may be out, but we waited all day till lunchtime, and I was just until the news came through. Then we had to get organised for the evening to enjoy it, because we didn't know he was racing till about midday. So I took the afternoon off too before it, so I was allowed to do that from work.
Oh, that's pretty good. So you got to actually, you got to get everything together. Joanne, if I can bring you in, what did you, when you knew it was all on at midday, what did you get started doing?
Oh, keeping ourselves very busy, really. No, it was, just pretty exciting to see him lining up against those great cyclings. So, no, it was exciting.
Because, I mean, you'd know that obviously he's got the, you know, he's got the calibre from the world champs a couple of years back, but when you're not expecting to have to be in that position, what was it like when you actually started watching and you saw what was going on?
Oh, it was just neat at the start line, as I say, just having those other, guys on the start line, those big names, and thinking, oh my goodness, how's our son ever going to compete with that? But no, he did a great job, and he's a very happy boy.
I bet he is. John, have you had a chance to have a word with him yet?
Yeah, he called us last night, and yeah, he was really moved last night. We've never seen him like that before, and he was just so fortunate to have mentioned about his team, how great they've been with their support and the coaching staff and the communities that have got around him to get him to that silver medal last night. He was just so proud of everybody around him.
What did you say to him?
I actually don't know. He couldn't talk. I just don't know, but I had to cheer him up a bit. I offered him a few surprises when he comes back, so we'll see what they look like.
Joanne, interesting here there saying that, you know, this was obviously quite a big deal for Campbell. You know, he was pretty moved. Is that something that you hadn't seen before from him?
No.
And why do you think that was?
Oh, it's just the biggest. He always said, don't worry, it's always about the next stage and about the big picture, and I guess this was the big picture, and he delivered, so no, it was pretty good. We call him Mr. Matter of Fact because he doesn't show a whole lot of emotion, but last night, boy, he did.
I bet. And for you, after you'd seen the race, what are you, and you've seen what's happened, then you have to try to sort of, I don't know, move on, go to bed, get some sleep. Have you had any sleep?
Not much. No, it was good, and we've been just loaded with lovely support messages from around the country. You know, old school friend, everyone comes out of the woodwork. It's really lovely to have that support from everyone. And so we're down having breakfast now with his special old junior coach, Mike McRedmond. So it's going to be a nice day.
Look, thank you so much for talking to us. Congratulations again on Campbell Stewart's silver there. That's Joanne and John Stewart, his parents that we were talking to.